You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Everybody, just like that, we're back with the final half hour. The final half hour, Nuria, of our drive time show for today, our Valentine's Day date. But you reminded me in the break that I've been asking you questions, but you haven't asked me any questions. So you've got to, you know, why don't you ask me some questions? But first, before you ask me any, you can ask me any personal questions. And also, if people have any personal questions, they can write in as well.
Right? Okay.
They can ask any questions either on Twitter or on Facebook, because we're live on Facebook in the Grupo Vaughn Facebook page right now. So if you have any questions, write them in. And we finally in the break figured out how to get the comments working.
Okay.
So they can write in with any questions they may have on Facebook or on Twitter. But first, one more challenge. We have a challenge. Are you ready for this?
See.
Yes, of course. All right, we'll go ahead with today's What's That Sound? What's that sound? All right, What's That Sound? And the way this works, Tino is going to play a sound, and we're going to try to guess it. Okay? So if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find us on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que viene siendo IM Kilemilla.
O lo que viene siendo IM Kilemilla. That's right. And, okay, let's hear that sound. Okay.
Yeah, whispering.
Do you know the verb here? Let's see what people say. It's not whispering. Alma, whisper is.
So just
hold on a second. Maybe wait a few minutes, and we'll see if the listeners can guess it.
Sorry.
But you know it? I think you kind of. I think you know it.
Rings a bell.
It rings a bell. Yeah, because if you say whisper, that's. What do you say? Suspirar.
Susurrar.
Susurrar. Susurrar. That's it. Susurrar.
Si yo te hablo así bajito.
Yeah. To whisper. To whisper. Okay. Before we move on, Nuria, like we said in the break, Kyle, I have questions for you.
So because I want to know you.
Of course.
You made me questions.
I asked you questions. It's only fair that you ask me questions.
Okay.
Yeah. First you can ask me anything you want.
First of all, Kyle, mm-hmm. Where are you from? We know you are from Canada, but tell mm-hmm. us which part of Canada are you from?
Good. Which part of Canada you are from? Tell us which part of Canada you are from.
You
are from, because it's an indirect question. You're saying, tell us. Dinos, right? Tell us which part of Canada you're from. I'm from Nova Scotia, which is on the East Coast, on the Atlantic, and it's an English, well, where I am from is an English-speaking area, right on the Atlantic, so north of New York and Boston, on the East Coast, on the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. And you've been studying there?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I studied finance. People say, what? Finance? But you teach English and you work in radio.
Es una cosa, I don't know how you say, choca.
Choca. They collide or they don't fit. Que no casan. No, they don't seem to be the same, right?
A mí me choca.
Oh, something that, okay, for you. So
it clashes.
It clashes, we can say. It's to clash.
Esto es letras, mm-hmm. es inglés, idiomas, and yeah. you... is finance.
But numbers. It does come in handy. Resulta útil. It comes in handy because, for example, I wrote a book called Business English. I have a book called Business English where I teach business skills and business things in English, and I do some business courses and things like that. Yeah.
And what helps you for to write the
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't write a book about business if I didn't know anything about business, right?
Claro.
So it's like you, if you're going to write a book, it could be about scanning and radiology and so on, right?
Claro. Was very useful.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Very good. We have a bunch of people writing in. More questions if you want. We have, Raquel says, thanks for joining with your show on your, okay, thank you for joining me on your show. Well, yeah, we're joining Raquel. We're joining everybody that's tuned in. And that we have, oh my gosh, we have Eric, who says, greetings from the middle of the Ecuadorian jungle in the Amazon. In el Amazon. This guy's in the Amazon. Eric.
Hola.
Eric is in the Amazon. That's pretty cool. Let's see. More people are writing in from all over the place. We have these colors don't match, which was the response to our Twitter translation.
Yes.
And Poom says, your radio is the best radio for me. Well, thank you. I'm glad. Virginia writes in too. Yolanda, lots of people writing in. It's the most interactive show on the rack. Okay, the most interactive show out there. Cool. All right. Anyway, lots of people writing in, asking questions, commenting. That's cool, right? Okay. Do you have any more questions or should we move on?
Tell me about your place where your peninsula,
because
it's peninsula, how you say in English peninsula?
Yes, it is a peninsula.
Peninsula.
Yes. It's a beautiful place. It is. Nova Scotia is full of forest. It's full of forest. It's full of trees. It's full of lakes. It's a beautiful place for nature. If you love nature, if you love camping, if you love hiking, if you love the outdoors.
Well, Canada is well known because the landscape is amazing.
It is.
So I would like to go one day.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful place. I recommend you visit Canada.
How is the weather like there?
You can either say, how's the weather or what is the weather like?
What is the weather like?
What's the weather like? It's right now it's cold because it's winter. It's February. Right now is the coldest month of the year in Canada, February.
Sí.
It's very cold. There's a lot of snow. In fact, I think today they're expecting a snowstorm today. My area gets a lot of snow, but the summers are beautiful. So if you're going to visit Canada, anywhere in Canada, I would suggest visiting in the summer. It's better, yeah. Although there are a lot of great outdoor activities you can do in the winter too. Skiing, skating, you know.
Uh-huh.
Snowshoeing.
Do you have any favorite sport?
Yes.
What's your favorite sport? This is the question better, no?
This is the best question, yeah. I like ice hockey. Hockey sobre hielo.
Hockey.
Ice hockey. Wow. Ice hockey, yeah.
In Canada, it's
very, very common.
Very common.
Extremely
like
common.
Spain, football for other men.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Hockey in Canada, we just call it hockey. Everywhere else, they call it ice hockey. For me, it's just hockey. It's like football. You don't say football hierba. You just say football, right? No hace falta decir que se, you know, it's like football. Hockey. For us, yeah, everybody, pretty much every child plays.
Yeah.
When they're young, they play. They watch it. We watch it on TV. It's very popular. Yeah, uh-huh. Extremely popular.
Uh-huh. Last question?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Nuria's got lots of questions. I could just take my El Guion. Because no. Nuria's just... Good. Oh, good.
Yeah,
ask me.
No,
this is wonderful. Good. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
You started in Bone Radio when you came. What was the reason you decided to come to Spain? That's something I don't know.
Good question. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. That's a good question. Uh, I I came and I think I stayed here because I knew that the radio, I could work eventually on the radio. I loved radio. I did some radio in Canada and I loved it. And I wanted to do radio here. But I didn't feel like I was ready to do a full-time radio show when I first came to Spain, a radio show with teaching. So I thought I should learn how to teach first and learn a bit of Spanish and learn a bit of other things. So I did some other things, some teaching for a few years and a few other things, and then eventually got into radio after a few years.
You were able to speak Spanish when you came?
No.
No.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero Spanish.
Cero patatero.
Cero patatero, exactly. About this much. Goose egg. Zero Spanish. All right. Now, why don't we move
Thank
on?
You.
Because no, you're welcome. You're very welcome. And I like the questions, and they were good questions. But I want to go ahead because we have, you know what? Maybe we should skip the history. Should we do history or should we skip it, Tino? Why don't we do, why don't, yeah, well, all right, we'll do history. We'll do it quickly. It's important to do, it's important to remember our history, right? Right? So it's good to do history. Okay. I'm going to talk about history. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can say, all right, let's go ahead with today in history. Today in history. All right, today in history. Sorry to cut you off there, Nuria. I was just talking to Tino. You see, in the break, when the jingle goes, not everybody knows the jingle, el jingle, no, el la ráfaga, we say. Tino and I are usually communicating on something. So I have about 10 seconds and I say, and we start talking really fast about something.
Okay, okay.
So we were just talking about, we basically just solved the mystery of what we're going to do in the whole rest of the show.
Okay.
Didn't we, Tina? Yeah.
Unlucky.
He said, what are we going to do? And I said, history, and are we going to do this and this and this? And so we solved it. So it's taken care of. But today in history, we're going to go back to the year, we're going to go way back to the year 278. 278. 278. So almost 2,000 years, right? About 1,800 years ago. And we have the beheading. Cortar la cabeza.
Ah.
To behead Saint Valentine.
Guillotina.
On the guillotine. Yes, correct. So it's February 14th. They say the year 278 and Saint Valentine. This guy was a priest in Rome in the days of the emperor. Now, the emperor at the time was Claudius II. And Claudius II, he was not a very nice guy. And Claudius II was involved in a lot of unpopular campaigns and a lot of unpopular ideas. And he had a strong army. And a problem that he had was he felt that the Roman men didn't want to join the army because they had wives. They were too attached to their wives and families. So Claudius said, no more getting married. You can't get married. So he banned, prohibir, to ban. He banned marriage.
Ben, there's doblar.
That's bend, B-E-N-D. This is to ban, B-A-N, ban.
Ah, diferente.
But yeah, it's different. But the verb is to ban. But you're right, in the past it sounds similar. You're right. Ban, banned, ban, but B-A. Otherwise, doblar is bend, N-N. Mm. Parecido.
Parecido.
Parecido. Similar. All right. So Claudius banned marriages and engagements in Rome. And then along comes Valentine. And Valentine, he was a minister. He was a priest. And he said, no, people deserve to get married if they want to. So he started performing secret weddings. He said, you love each other. I'm going to marry you. Come with me. And he did secret weddings and married people. Right? So people started to associate him with the guy who supported love and marriage and allowed these Romans to get married. Now, there's also the rumor that Saint Valentine left a farewell note for the jailer, a guy who worked at a jail, his daughter, who had someone she was in love with, and he signed a letter for her. I guess he was in love with her, and he said, "From your Valentine." So then started this whole, this is the rumor. This is the story behind Valentine and why we have Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Exciting, right? Well, interesting, right?
See, I'm very old.
Very old story. So 1,800 years.
Poof.
Right? Almost. The year 276.
And all the years people celebrate Valentine.
278. And then every year we celebrate Valentine's Day. Every year. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Oh, actually, we have to look at music. Why don't we do some music? Do you like music?
I love music.
And today we have the band of all bands. Yes, the great, the one and only, the Beatles. And the section we call... Actually, do you want to do this? You got to say, Tino, it's time for... And the section is called It's in the Music. So say, It's in the Music.
Tino, it's time for It's in the Music.
It's in the Music.
So the song is, you know this song? The Beatles, right?
See, Beatles.
Do you know the name of the song?
Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah. Do you know the name of the song?
All You Need Is Love.
All You Need Is Love, right. It was the album 1976, Yellow Submarine was the record. And this one went to number one in both the U.S. and in the U.K., and the band wanted to write a song that would be understood by people everywhere of all nations. And they started writing the song. John Lennon and Paul McCartney started writing the song in May of 1967. And they actually, McCartney was writing one song and Lennon was writing another. And they combined their ideas to come together with this song called All You Need Is Love, which was a popular saying, un refrán, a popular saying in the 1960s in the anti-war movement, right? People that hated the war and they were protesting the war. They had this line, All You Need Is Love. So the Beatles chose that as the title for the song. And it was released in 1967, the summer of 67, which was known as the Summer of Love. And musically, it's interesting because if you think about it, the main chorus is only one note. They're saying, all you need is love. It's da, 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 da. If you notice that about this song, when it gets into the chorus. Let's hear it right here, in fact. It's one note, right? It's one note, which is kind of a strange way to have a song, don't you think? Mm-hmm. All you need is love. It's one note.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of unusual in that way. And John Lennon's handwritten lyrics, la letra, we say the lyrics to this song, sold for £1 million in the summer of 2005. Lennon left them in the BBC studios after their performance. They did a live performance and John Lennon had the handwritten lyrics on a piece of paper and he left them in the studio. Someone found them and sold them for $1 million, or £1 million, I should say. All right, so let's take a look at the words here. It starts off very easy. Love, 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 love. And says, there's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one can save what can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. And then the chorus. Will you sing this with me?
All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da.
All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Love is all you need. Love, 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 love. Love is all you need. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. Good.
Qué bonito.
Qué bonito. Claro, ha quedado perfecto, ¿no, Tino? We got a good chorus here. And then the next part, he goes, there's nothing you can know.
Tomorrow will rain.
What's that?
Tomorrow will rain.
It will rain.
It will rain.
Why?
Do you know what the spread?
Is that expression? A known expression in Spain?
Sí. Va a llover cuando estamos cantando muy mal. Entonces lloverá. You don't have that expression.
I didn't know that one. If you sing badly, it causes rain the next day.
Sí.
That's new for me.
Sí.
I'm learning new expressions all the time. There's nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. It's a nice song, isn't it?
Sí, es bonita.
It's very nice. And then all you need is love. Da 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 da. All you need is love. Ba, ba, da, ba, da. Love is all you need.
Need.
Is that how it goes? Maybe my lyrics are wrong. All you need is love. And he goes, all together now. Yeah. All you need
Dino
is love.
Well.
Everybody. All you need is love. Ba, ba, da, ba, da. All you need is love.
Love.
Love is all you need. Yeah, cool. Cool song. Great song. Perfect song for Valentine's Day, right, Nuria?
Pues sí.
Pues sí. Yeah, well, yeah, it is. It is.
It is.
We've got a couple of minutes left in our show. How about why don't we do some facts about Valentine's Day? How about this? Real quick. Facts, everybody. And that's a fact. It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
All right, a couple of facts, everybody. Facts. More than 35 million heart-shaped boxes, cajas, en forma de corazones, heart-shaped boxes of chocolates are sold each year on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over $1 billion, over $1 billion of chocolate is purchased on this romantic day just in the United States. $1 billion, that's a lot of money.
Mucho dinero.
Right?
It's a business.
It is a huge business. Es un gran negocio. It's a big business. Now, doctors in the 1800s commonly advised their patients to eat chocolate to calm the pain after a breakup. So you break up, you said, my heart is broken. And the doctor said, no problem, eat some chocolate. Yeah. In the 1800s.
Sí.
Yeah. Now, Richard Cadbury, the Cadbury Chocolate Company, Richard Cadbury produced the first box of chocolates for this holiday back in the 1800s. So doctors were prescribing this for the broken heart. And this guy Cadbury says, hey, we can make a lot of money on this. So he decided to make heart-shaped boxes and all this and promote chocolate on Valentine's Day. Right? And also, another interesting statistic. Do you have any pets? Do you have any pets, mascotas?
No, I don't have.
You don't. Apparently, 3% of pet owners give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets on this day. Mm-hmm. You know, here's your dog. Rover, Fifi, have a you know, have a, whatever, a gift, you know, on Valentine's Day. Because they love their pets. People can love their pets too, right?
More if they are puppies or...
Puppies, yeah.
See?
Yeah. It's very typical.
Dangerous, because then they, in summer, they leave or...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, we are out of time. Believe it or not, we're out of time, Nuria.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming today.
Me too.
And being my date for this Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to know you. It was very nice to know you, to meet you. It was very good experience.
It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Thank you so much for coming. And thanks to everyone for listening to our Valentine's Day special. And we're out of time, so we'll say goodbye. Thanks. Have a great Valentine's Day, everybody.
Everybody.
And you can say hi to anybody you want. To your friends from home.
Bye.
Hello. Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back with another edition of the show tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Vine a los talleres de inglés gratuitos que Vaughan realiza cada mes en nuestras delegaciones. Conócenos. Entra en grupovaughan.com o en nuestras redes grupovaughan.com.
A ver, el verbo...
To fabricate.
¿Existe en inglés o es un Spanglish como una casa? En unos minutos te damos la respuesta.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Okay, Luis, let's begin your level test. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Where will you be tomorrow at this time?
Tomorrow I will be in class.
Repeat it.
Tomorrow I will be in class.
Tomorrow I'll be in class. I'll be in class.
Okay.
Very good.
En poco más de media hora y de forma totalmente gratuita, este alumno sabrá exactamente cuál es su nivel de inglés. ¿Y tú? ¿Todavía no sabes qué nivel de inglés ponerte en el currículo? Si estás pensando en hacer uno de los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro y sin ningún tipo de compromiso.